This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Greg McBride is a commodity broker with Allendale.
Well, what I'm watching, obviously, yes, the acreage situation will be a big one when we start to talk about the December contract. But the classing data for the old crop is what is most interesting to me. It looks to me like we're about 500,000 bales shy of where the USDA has us pegged at. So we really could see them start to decrease that on the next report as we go in. And I think that they won't give us that whole 500,000 bales as we go into the March report. But it with the strong exports that we've seen, I think we're 8 or 9 weeks straight of over 300,000 tons sold. That will continue to give us an idea that we should see some higher prices. And I don't know that I want to look for a dollar on the cotton market in the old crop just yet, but I do like what we're seeing. And you've got to think that some of the reason that we continue to see this this idea of cotton acres maybe not dropping as much as what the Cotton Council is looking for, and maybe even some of the private estimates, is because we've seen maybe, you know, a 7.5-8 cent rally in that December price over the last month.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.